Hello, I am Yogini Sunita and this is Meditation, Yoga and Stuff podcast. I believe my dharma or my life's purpose is to share my understanding of meditation, yoga and Ayurveda, holistic healing science of India. I make these amazing wisdoms accessible and adaptable for present times. So let's start.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today's topic is Feeding Happiness, the Mental Health and Food Connection. In this modern world, our mental health takes center stage. In holistic wellness as well as any other wellness, we are now quite conscious of mental health. If you take any media, any medium of news or anything like that, you will hear all about mental health and how important it is. But I feel like we have kind of like lost one important part of that connection, that we are trying to fix the mental health issue without really understanding the importance of our gut health and our mental health. In fact, from the Ayurvedic point of view, our gut health is the key. Our plate is very much connected to our mental health. So, for example, you may have heard this saying that you are what you eat. In Ayurveda, that is very important. Now, let's look at our gut health. What is our gut health? Modern science tells us that there are so many microbiomes in our gut that it is this flora fauna of our gut is very important. It is our second brain. In Ayurveda, the healing science of India, or I should say holistic science of India, it is believed that our gut health is very important for our overall health. Now, why is that? Because it is believed that when the food is not digested properly, it can create a lot of illnesses. Now, when we look at our modern science point of view, we can see that there is a lot of information about calorie counting. There is a lot of information about serotonin boosting food, omega 3 fatty acid food, sugar and mood swings, and gut biome. And all this information is constantly coming out from the modern science point of view. Today I'm going to take you through this understanding of Ayurveda, where the concept is not about calorie count or portion. The concept is about our relationship with the food. So here in Wisdom of Ayurveda, it is believed that our relationship with the food changes everything, or in fact, our relationship with anything around us. So it is a science of relationships. So our relationship with the food we eat, our understanding of where this food comes from, the mental state of person who has prepared the food, it may be you or maybe it is you are buying from outside, and then also connection of or relationship with the environment, with everyone around us. So for example, if our mental state when we are eating food and we are not happy, there is a lot of sadness, that is, there is a lot of guilt about eating the food, there is a lot of self-doubt that am I eating right food for my system, what's happening, all this will create a negative impact on our digestion. So what if we tune into what is it our system really needs? And according to Ayurveda, if we really listen, we can understand our system better. So it's all about self-inquiry. In Ayurveda, our gut is the seat of health. And what does that mean is that the digestion is very important. And not just digestion, but absorption as well. According to Ayurveda, the digestion starts at when we look at the food. We start noticing the food, we start smelling the food, the aroma of the food creates this amazing positivity in our system. When we consciously look at or mindfully look at our food, we can actually start the digestion process. So Ayurveda suggests that having a time set aside for the eating food, then also finding a quiet place, eating with loved ones, eating with conscious awareness, almost like a meditative experience. And also Ayurveda suggests the starting with a prayer, whichever prayer is right for you. Now, a lot of time in modern world, we do not have time for all these things.
We don't have to do all these things, but at least we can take some ideas to maybe eat mindfully with a really calm setting, or maybe finding amazing company, whichever works for you really.
Then also Ayurveda talks about eating for our dosha. I'm going to talk about understanding dosha because it is also a very important part of Ayurveda. So in Ayurveda, there are three doshas or Ayurvedic constitution types. And it is to make sense of all this humanity, because we all are unique fingerprint of divine. But to make sense of all this, there are three constitutions, Ayurvedic constitutions. And we may have permutation combination of these constitutions. So we are going to look at the first one, which is called Vata. Vata is has a element, space and air in it. And Vata individuals are often have very sensitive digestive system. To support the gut health, they will benefit from warm, cooked, nourishing food. And this food needs to be easily digested. Now for Pitta person, Pitta is a fiery type. So Pitta is prone for heat and acidity. To maintain gut balance, they should adapt to cooling, soothing foods, which will reduce the excess heat in their body. This doesn't mean that they start chugging the cold things, because that's not how it works. It's naturally cooling food.
And alkaline foods.
So the third constitution is Kapha. Kapha dosha is more likely have sluggish digestive system. And in their system diet, basically, it takes time to digest. It sits in their gut. They should be consciously aware of kindling their digestive fire with right food. And they should be consciously aware that their tendency to have like a sweet and heavy foods will actually adversely affect their digestive system. So it will create lethargy in their system. To prevent lethargy, they need to consciously aware that small portions and also the food needs to be invigorating and making their digestive system feel alive and active. These are three constitutions, and we also can have combination of that. So for example, if you have maybe Vata Pitta combination, so you may have these two things together, going together in less or more capacity. To understand this, your dosha, I suggest that book a consultation with me. I'm happy to help you to uncover your dosha. When we understand roughly what is our dosha, we can start working towards eating food which is right for our digestive system. And this is where there is no blanket rule, because it will not work for all doshas. For example, in modern world, we say that this superfood is fantastic and this is for everyone. But that's not how Ayurveda's understanding is. Ayurveda's understanding is that we have to consider the dosha or our constitution. Let's take example of goji berry, for example. So goji berry is considered one of the superfoods. So Ayurveda will look at it where this grows. So this food grows in the Himalayas, and the origin of it is Himalayas, where it's extremely cold. And to keep itself healthy, it is full of heat. Person with pitta tendencies will this food may increase their heat in their system. Now, this may not happen to all pittas, but some of pitta might experience that. then Vata person and Kapha person, this is all right. But for Vata, if they have dry berries, it will increase their Vata or Vata imbalance. So if they have dry berries, because their system, Vata system is drying, it will impact their system adversely. So for Vata person, they need to soak these berries and have it like that, maybe even make a tea out of it and have these berries that way. So that will be more beneficial for Vata. Pitta person should avoid these goji berries during summer. And even if they are having it in winter, in moderation is the key. A Kapha person can have the dry goji berries because it is heating and it will dry out the Kapha's excess Kapha in them. But again, moderation. Understanding that moderation is the key for all doshas, and understanding how to eat for our dosha will impact our gut health positively. So this is what mindful awareness towards what we are eating and how it is impacting our system is very, very powerful. How it impacts our mind. So let's take example of, for example, Vata person kept eating crunchy food like salads and rice cakes and maybe chips and things like that, which Vata tend to love. It will impact the mind or more Vata imbalance. So what happens with Vata imbalance in the mind is that mind races really fast. It jumps from one thought to other. The mind finds it difficult to make any decisions. So Vata person is indecisive. They don't feel grounded. So Vata, because it is a light constitution, finding grounding is very difficult for Vata person. And then on top of that, if the food they are eating, which is aggravating the Vata in their system, it will create a lot of imbalance in their system. So this is why Vata person needs to understand that rather than eating salad, they can eat steamed vegetables. So simple change can really impact very positively on the Vata person system. If Vata feels like very dried out, they need to increase water, more water in their diet. And if Vata can have really little bit warm water, that will be more beneficial for them. With Pitta person, when they eat wrong foods, their mind will be aggressive, angry. And for Kapha, what manifests is lethargy, more tiredness, more need of sleep. So these are the side effects of not eating right food for our constitution. And this is Ayurveda's wisdom. So simple things like this, these adjustments, these little tweaks in our diet, we can actually really enhance our well-being. So when we understand ourselves better, we can do that. So you may ask that, well, I don't know my dosha. You can always do the dosha quiz, which is on my website, which is available. Or you can also book consultation with me. And this initial 1 hour consultation, I will be taking you through. I will be asking you questions and I will explain to you what kind of wellness routines and diet will be helpful for you. Now, as I mentioned earlier, that our gut health is, according to Ayurveda, is everything. And when we do not digest our food properly and absorb our food, not just the digestion, but also absorption in our system is very important. What happens that it is, even though we may have a really tailor-made diet, but if it is not absorbing in our system, we are not getting 100% benefit of our food. So Ayurveda looks at it very differently. Ayurveda basically focus on sattvic food, which is full with a lot of chi or prana in it. And so the prana is the concept from yoga philosophy as well as from Ayurveda philosophy, where the food is made with a lot of love and compassion. It is made mindfully. It is eaten mindfully with the company of loved ones. And that food has a different quality to it. And so this food can be really, really amazingly nourishing for our system, and our system absorbed it very beautifully. So basically, in other words, prana in our system recognizes prana in the food, and it's really, really beautiful way to nourish ourselves. This kind of food with a lot of prana in it, it actually nourishes our whole being. It nourishes our mind, body, our soul, everything. So it's really wonderful food. This is a holistic approach. This is Ayurveda's holistic approach. In this way, we can really energize our system and we move towards optimal health. Another way also Ayurveda looks at it is as choosing food for that season. So choosing local food, choosing food for that season will help us to digest the food better. The food, proper food combination is another thing as well. And if you again want to know more, please feel free to book a session with me and I will explain to you what these guidelines are for your system. A simple example of avoiding combination food is combining dairy and seafood. So in Ayurveda, it is big no-no. Because when we combine these two foods, according to Ayurveda, it creates an adverse effect on our digestive system. We can also add supportive herbs and spices to help us digest. For example, things like sweet potato or potato are gassy and very difficult to digest for our system. But we do love it. So how can we make it digestible? So you can add herbs and spices in that to make it digestible, easily digestible, so that there won't be any gassy side effect afterwards or any constipation or any pain or bloating. All these things won't happen. But also anything in moderation is another key. Like in Ayurveda, if you want to really have something, then conscious awareness towards where this need comes from. And then another thing is also, how can we have in moderation? And when we are having this food, like really, even in moderation, just enjoy the food, like have it very mindfully, and you can really get benefits, positive benefits from that as well. There are also some herbs and spices which can kindle our digestive fire if it is weak. If the digestive fire is too strong, like for the heating quality for some people, or acid reflux and things like that, then we need to reduce this digestive fire. So there are foods we can have to reduce that. There is also need for detoxification. According to Ayurveda, we need to give our system some rest, digestive system some rest. There are practices which are suggested, which is actually now really big thing in modern world, that intermittent fasting. But Ayurveda has been suggesting that for many, many thousand years now. So basically what we do is we have our breakfast at around like 7 or 8 a.m., lunch around 12, between 12 to 2, and then dinner around 5 to 6:30. And then we don't have anything after that till the next morning. You can have your herbal teas and water, things like that, but no solid food. And this is called intermittent fasting. And Ayurveda has always been really pro for this kind of fasting. In India, the sun rises around 6 a.m. and sunset is around 6 p.m. So people will have during the food during this time, but nothing after that. So this was the practices which was done. It has changed completely now with modern world, but that's how it was. And that is very Ayurvedic way of living. You can also bring in physical practices, where yogic practices or physical yoga's physical movement, which works with our internal organs to help the improve our digestion, help our reduce our stress. When we reduce our stress, we can actually digest food better. If you are in stress, the gut does something and, you know, we don't feel like eating or we overeat and things like that. But if there is a less stress in our life, we can actually improve our digestion. Our gut health improves. So that's why yogic physical movements and pranayama or yogic breathing practices are very powerful. It also impacts our mind. Our mind becomes more energized, calm. We can actually start feeling better. You can either reduce the stress and that will help your gut, or you can work with your food, and with that help, you can actually calm your system down. So we can actually maybe connect these two wisdoms and really become mindful of what's happening with our food. At the same time, also notice what's happening in our life. Now, there are also some breathing practices which may increase the stress, like breathing through open mouth. So yoga suggests that breathe through nostrils as much as possible. Then yoga's physical movement can be tailor-made for your system. Yoga's breathing practices can be tailor-made for your system. And I do that through my consultation. So feel free to book a consultation if you're in consultation, if you're interested. Then body-mind connection, we can actually also bring in the practices like meditation, mindfulness, conscious awareness into how we are living our life. All these things will improve our digestion. It's amazing how stress is so much related to our gut health. Vice versa, you can either reduce the stress and that will help your gut, or you can work with your food, and with that help, you can actually calm your system down. And so when we understand this, we can actually cultivate emotional balance. We can cultivate the understanding to how to reduce the stress. And this is how Ayurveda is amazing. Even in this modern time, we can bring in these Ayurveda's understanding into our day-to-day life. This is a way of a holistic way of gut health. You may think that, you know, this path is not for you, and that's okay. You can do the conscious awareness practices. You can bring into more food which is feels right for your gut. After any meal, you should feel uplifted yet relaxed. Notice that if you start eating mindfully, and if you notice that's happening with you, then you are on the right. So I hope that this helps help you to understand like how we can increase our happiness and improve our mental health when we improve our diet. So the whole point of today's podcast is that. So tune into your diet, understand what food is right for you, notice that impact of the food on your system, really become mindful of what you're eating. Also, if you are really craving something, just have it in moderation and that craving will pass. But also Ayurveda's understanding about cravings is also deeply rooted into mind. So I'm happy to help you in any way I can. Feel free to book a consultation with me to understand your wellness, holistic wellness and your health better. Thank you for being here. I really appreciate you. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate that you're taking this time out of your day. Don't forget to subscribe. Take care. Bye for now.